In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is the message we celebrate today. The message is Jesus Christ is alive. Jesus Christ is risen. And though he suffered the cruelest of deaths, though all the forces of evil pressed against him, they could not defeat him. The Creator of life has conquered death. The God who is love has conquered hate. And through faith and through baptism, we share in that victory. What hope we have. Because of what happened, we no longer need to be afraid. Jesus Christ is alive, and in him we also live. We come to celebrate this fact today as we join Christians throughout the world to celebrate this great fact of Easter. But we should remember when we go from here why we turn up every Sunday to this place, this Mass, Holy Communion, Holy Eucharist. It's a little Easter. There are little Easters for us to celebrate our hope in Jesus Christ. So no matter how powerful the forces of evil appear to be, no matter how much suffering they cause, we can affirm our faith that our Lord Jesus Christ has won the victory. And that victory is only apparent to those who have faith. That victory is only apparent to those who have faith. And as St. Paul tells us, that it is real. It can empower us to face any difficulty with courage and confidence. So today's gospel tells the story of that first Easter morning. Dear Mary Magdalene discovers something. She discovers early that Sunday morning that Jesus is no longer in the tomb. And her first reaction wasn't joy. No, rather, she feels confused and distressed. She went to look after the body. She didn't see the body. She was confused. And we hear the pain in her voice as she tells Peter, "They have taken away the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him. What will we do? What are we going to do?" We will see this theme, dear friends, throughout the Easter season. The signs of new life and resurrection are all around the disciples, but they cannot recognize it. They are too focused on their trauma, too focused on their despair. And in many cases, even when Jesus appears to them personally, they don't know that it is him. Remember? Some doubted when he appeared. They have to have it spelled out to them before they can understand and believe. What do we gather from this? We gather this, that the same is true of us. The same is true of you and me. The signs of Jesus' resurrection are all around us. It is in the church that he established, which has endured for so many years, over 2,000 years, despite our many problems, despite violent persecutions. We here in America are very fortunate, very lucky. If we should visit other parts of the world, Christians can't meet like we meet. They meet underground for fear of persecution. But we must remember, the church established by God, the church continues to exist despite violent persecution. It is in the hearts that choose forgiveness and love over revenge and hate. That's the Christian heart. The Christian heart, the Christian man, the Christian woman is that person who has the heart to choose forgiveness and love over revenge and hate. It is in the progress we make through our faith and grace to overcome our sinfulness and to grow in holiness. It is in sinners like you and me who realize God's mercy and embrace God's love. Jesus is alive. If we are Easter people, then Jesus must be in us, and we must manifest and witness to Jesus. That word I want us to take home today, this Easter Sunday, witness. People will not understand what Easter is if we don't witness to them. For many Americans today, it's just another day. Easter means nothing to them. What are you and I, who come here to listen to the Word of God, are going to do as witnesses? Are we going to witness that Jesus isn't someone of the past, but Jesus is alive, that Jesus is present and active in our world? If we believe it, we will see it. If we believe it, we will see it. That is not to say that there is not much suffering in our world. Suffering is all around us. Look at what COVID pandemic has done to the world. Look at how much suffering we see day by day. Look at how much suffering we see by people who have been locked in their apartments for over a year, depressed, not able to go out. I see it every day. I, after doing 3 masses, go to an assisted living home, and I witness, I give communion. But then, when others realize that I'm there, they asked to see me. And I'm there until 4 o'clock every Sunday, witnessing, giving Holy Communion to people. So much suffering around us in the world, all around us. But it is precisely in this that we make our faith known. When we witness sin, we must make our faith known, our faith in God, that God will carry you through, that God will help you, just as we see God in action in Jesus Christ. Suffered, died, buried, but alive. So because of this resurrection of Jesus, we can say that suffering and sin and death will not have the last word. And that is where we get our hope. And that is why we should be joyful despite what we go through, dear friends. Rather, all of history is building up to the day when God's victory will be revealed. We are all on a journey to a bright and glorious future when we can say with St. Paul, listen to his words, I believe that the sufferings of the present are nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed in us. Romans 8:18. It has all been set in motion by our Lord Jesus Christ, who is risen from the dead. So, we are active participants in that victory. Every Sunday I serve and people come before me, I have it in my mind, these people are active participants in this victory. So it is up to us to proclaim it to the world. Remember, TV is not proclaiming it. TV disturbs us. That's why I don't watch it. TV can't help us. CNN won't help us. It's only us who know our Lord Jesus Christ as he reveals himself in the Bible. We have to tell the faith, yes, that Jesus Christ is alive. All of history is building up to the day when God's victory will be revealed. We are all on a journey to a bright and glorious future, as St. Paul says. We are participants. It is up to us to live it out in our homes. It is up to us to live it out in our communities. Live it out in your homes. Live it out in our communities. So, the ability to live in the power of Jesus' resurrection is ours through what we went through, baptism. By virtue of baptism, we are empowered to do certain things. When St. Paul tells us today in that lesson, he says, "For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." What he's talking about is baptism. In the waters of baptism, our sinful self is drowned so that the risen life of Jesus can take over our lives. Our risen life is alive in each of us through baptism. That is why most Easter Sunday services, the Christians renew their baptismal vows. Most Sundays like this, the priest goes through with holy water and sprinkles the people to remind us about our own baptism. It is the hidden life, but it is real, and that life can transform us. So, today we come to Mass on this Sunday of Sundays. Today we promise to reject sin and to profess our faith in Jesus Christ, who is risen from the dead. So no matter what darkness and evil might be lurking around us, let us renew those promises with faith that God's love is stronger than hate. Then the light of resurrection can shine in our hearts, and we can take it into a world that is longing for the good news. Amen.